I have a question for black females. When is the last time you sat down, admitted you were wrong, and closed your mouth? You continue to fight and yell and argue to our detriment. And your arguments are so misguided and backwards and downright stupid that black men are openly discussing other races of women to build with. I know what someone's going to say. You're tearing black women down. Now, what's your solutions? The solution is be quiet. The solution is close your mouth. The solution is stop arguing, stop fighting, let go of your anger, and be quiet. If you spent less time talking and actually listening to what the men are saying, you'd peak game. Because they're not telling you what they exactly want you to do, but they're telling you what they'd expect from you as a woman. Black men in general are tired of us. This argumentative thing you've got going, which, by the way, you don't pull with white men, is pushing black men away from you, and it's not getting you anywhere. This is one of the reasons we got a race full of baby mamas, and 50% of black women have herpes and no husband. At this point, black men are just tolerating us. They love us, they want to produce black families, but let's be honest, we've been overrun by hood rat slut culture, and as a whole, we are an undesirable group of women. We wander through life aimlessly. We have no direction, no legacy, no wealth, no decent maternal figure to teach us decorum or how to be sexually responsible, and no parents to leave us anything. I don't care what white women do, and I don't care that white women do it too, because their bastard baby rate is not 75%, so I don't care.
Hey, I'm Robert Small, and guess what? I have the fortune and unfortunate, you know, opportunity to weigh in on the subject, you know, so I'll pretend I'm swimming and making sure that the tide doesn't turn me over. But I don't think that, you know, while I hear some of the things that she's saying, I think a lot of it obviously is put very harsh. But when it comes right down to it, in my opinion about black women being too argumentative, I have come into contact with some black women that are argumentative, but I haven't really had a really, you know, immense experience with white women, so I can't really compare. I can only live through stories that guys tell me, because I've never really dated a white girl before, period, right? So the bottom line is that I think everything's good, everything's comparable, right? You know, like, if you, and you have to understand context as well, because oftentimes within our family, both on the male and the female side, I think the one thing we don't think about is the effect that a fatherless parents have on the daughters. So I find that a lot of times when I have dated some women that are argumentative, that you ask them about their father and there's some issue with the father and they're displacing it on you. You know, and sometimes when you ask a woman, like, what is she looking for in a man, she'll actually describe the qualities of a father, not really a husband. And, you know, and consequently, you'll have these expectations that are really too high for an actual husband or a boyfriend. Sometimes people are looking for, like, a second father. And in the same way, with respect to men, I find there's more than enough men that are looking for a second mother. So when you have two people that are not actually looking for a partner who's going to work together with you, who's going to, you know, offset your negatives and offset and complement your positives, when you're, you know, trying to find something that really isn't there and really shouldn't be there, because you're not looking for a boyfriend to be a father to you, you're looking for a boyfriend to be a possible husband, or on the reverse, you're not looking for a mother, you're looking for a wife, right? When you are looking for something which isn't there, of course you're going to be argumentative. And if there's unresolved issues in the past with respect to how your mother raised you, or how your father wasn't there, half of the time the dysfunction are in our relationships are really due to the fact that we haven't seen a positive male-female relationship while we're growing up. That we've just been watching TV, or we heard about it, or we imagine it, but you don't have the practical skills to be a proper husband or to be a proper wife because you haven't seen it before. You don't become a doctor by just watching TV or talking to your uncle once in a while, right? That's in the, and your uncle's a doctor. You actually become a doctor by being mentored by a doctor. You know, and if you just read books about becoming a doctor and you just, you didn't even practice on a body and you, they just threw you in there, the operating room and just started winging it, of course you're going to be frustrated. Of course you're not going to know what you're doing. And it's going to be open season because everyone's going to be looking at the operating room and saying, my God, I bet, good thing I'm not on that table. And that's where we are in some of our relationships. We have a lot of people who have never been who have never been mentored by a doctor before, being a mother or a father together in one home, and then they're thrown into a marriage or thrown into a relationship and they really don't know what they're doing, you know. So a lot, consequently, there's a lot of frustrations. And on the flip side, with guys who have gone out with other races, like, trust me, you don't want to be in their situation because 9 out of 10 of them have complaints about white women too. They're just different complaints, you know. So, and there are deeper complaints. It's rampant. A guy who's had a child with a white woman and the whole family doesn't want to see that black guy. Like, that's a lifetime. You know, so trust me, if I had my choice, I would not choose to be in a relationship where the mother's family doesn't want to see me or says racial jokes when I'm around and stuff. So, you know, don't look at those black guys with white women and like kind of like look at them with a cringe in your jaw, because goddamn, that guy's life is not fine. Trust me.